You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
What is the commitment that Labour's Māori caucus is making to potential reforming of Oranga Tamariki?
So we've met with the Minister for Children Affairs, the Honourable Tracy Martin. I guess when we came into government early on, and particularly around the very public uplift cases, like the Hastings case, and we just pressed upon her the importance that we, you know, we relook at the whole Oranga Tamariki system because of not just what was happening in the Hastings case, but the concern Māori and the people we represent have around the relationship between Oranga Tamariki and, of course, Māori families particularly. And we used and referenced Te Pūao Te Atatū, which was a report written back in the mid-80s by Māori leaders consulted on throughout the motu around improvements of the then Department of Social Welfare. And so we've just continuously advocated with the Minister directly that we've got to do better in the way we support and look after the mothers and particularly the tamariki and mukapuna. So we've done that and we've advocated it, and of course the very recent report put out by the Office of the Children's Commission where they actually interviewed, I think, five Māori mothers and their experiences with Oranga Tamariki. And again, we're just reiterating our commitment that we've got to do improvements on that system. And our reference point has always been Te Pūao Te Atatū. So we don't need a big review. We don't need a massive new consultation. We need to go back to that report, pull out the recommendations, because the recommendations done about 36, 37 years ago are still prevalent and relevant today. Now, yep. We were heartened by the Minister's response that she is absolutely committed to changing the system that takes acknowledges and takes on board the recommendations through that Te Pūao Te Atatū. Remember, we've only been in government we're in our third year, and things don't change overnight. So we have made those feelings very clearly with the Minister. She's committed to that, and of course the government's put money towards it, but it's going to be something that's going to take a while to sort. We just want to keep applying the pressure that we've got to do better.
The report that was published by Andrew Beckroft, the Children's Commissioner, we saw many parallels between the findings of that report and Pōao Te Atatū, which was published back in 1988. We've seen many similar statistics, and we've seen in the way that Oranga Tamariki operates, we've seen much of the same stuff happening in their day-to-day operations. Why is it that we haven't seen change since 1988?
Well, like I said, you know, we've got a coalition government that's been in office for 3 years. We have to work with the ministers and the government of the day. You know, I can't be held accountable to the previous government or previous governments, but we have a commitment to doing better. And like I said, the minister currently in charge of Oranga Tamariki is making those commitments. We need to ensure we give her enough time to implement changes. And that's why I need to acknowledge those iwi groups, particularly not every iwi, but the four or five iwi that have set forward and are working on partnership arrangements with Oranga Tamariki. I mean, that's a start, but again, we've got to make sure that we are not perpetuating a system that treats, I guess the experience of ultimately comes down to the safety of the pipi and the mother. And we need to provide different ways in which we've done in the past. And that's why that Te Pūao Te Atatū is really important. In terms of why has it taken 38 years to fix, that is obviously a really big question that we're pushing as Māori caucus members, that we can't keep doing the same thing and expect different results. Iwi, hapū, whānau have a critical part to play alongside the state. And we've got that assurances from the Minister that changes will happen, but that doesn't stop us advocating that change is actually necessary and required.
So both the Children's Commissioner report and Pōao Te Atatū look at it as being a treaty issue of sorts as well, and that handing over some of the authority or mātua whangai actually... Yes. It's giving that tino rangatiratanga back to hapu and iwi.
So that's what's been missing, and that's why we go back to that report and the Matua Whangai movement, of which my grandmother was heavily involved with, my late grandmother. And so some of us have come through understanding the importance when Māori are at the table actively working alongside the state, we're likely to have better outcomes than if we aren't. And so here we are in 2020, making reference to a report, like you said, that was done in the 80s, and saying those recommendations around the devolution of power, the sharing of resource, that speaks to the partnership arrangement as guaranteed under Te Reti. And so we're just doing this big, huge, you know, loop back to what a lot of us understand is our responsibilities in terms of what was guaranteed under Te Reti of Waitangi. So the fact that the Office of the Children's Commission has some similar recommendations to Te Pū o Te Atatū, which is why we as Labour Māori Caucus have made reference back that if we want to fix the broken system, we don't need to go through a review. We need to make reference to that piece of work that was done in the 80s, led by a lot of Māori leaders at the time, concerned around the rates of Māori children being uplifted in state care, the lack of Māori engaged in that whole process before an uplift is required. And we're just advocating something that has been around for decades, and we need to be serious as a state to make sure that we're acknowledging and implementing some of those recommendations. And I have every confidence that the Minister, current Minister, is doing that, and we're committed as a government to also doing that.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.